I am Sid Garza-Hillman, and this is what I think.
How can you meditate with that kind of food? How can you meditate? That was one thing that was mentioned to me in Costa Mesa at the Veg Fest, and I didn't mention it in the podcast because I hadn't gotten to it yet. I have a list of things I haven't gotten to. Okay, it's among the things, but I wanted to share that with you. That little gem. Somebody came up and they were talking to me about the Stanford Inn and the restaurant there, the Ravens restaurant, and they said, "How can you meditate with that kind of food?" First of all, I don't even know where that came from because I wasn't talking about meditation and wasn't talking about food. Not sure what the one has to do with the other. Here's what I assume. That with such good food and so tasty and awesome, how can you focus and meditate? So it's a very weird question, but of course it leads me to my beef with meditation. No pun intended. But my whole thing about meditation, which is like the nature of it in general, it's sort of like, and I'm not opposed to meditation. In fact, I'm a fan, I guess, if you can have I'm like, yay, meditation, yay. Can I have your autograph, meditation? Meditation never has a pen on them, by the way. But it's sort of like this, the Western, this is what meditation has become. It's sort of like, so can everyone just shut up and be super quiet, nobody do anything so that I can sit totally quietly in a very controlled environment and listen to my own breath in a totally quiet space. So shut up, everybody, shut up. I need to meditate. Everybody put your lives on hold and be quiet so I can listen to my breath. And that if I did that in nature, I would be eaten very quickly if I sat down and demanded that everybody in the natural world just stop doing what they were doing so that I could have my time for myself. Isn't the trick to meditation there's no trick. Isn't the point, in my estimation, to be able to achieve attention and awareness in the midst of anything, in the midst of the real world? That's why I talk about engaging in the world, immersing, I said last week, immerse yourself in your life. That is how I see meditation. This whole wealthy person's kind of, and I mean like comparatively, just this kind of like, I can afford 30 minutes of absolute silence if I make demands on the world to accommodate my desire for this. It just seems a little ridiculous. You want to know why? Because it is. Right out of the chute on this one. I have been so busy, you guys. It's killing me. It's not a good thing. I'm not happy right now. I'm too busy. I taught all weekend. I have not had a day off in 3 weeks. Literally not a single day off. I've been working every day. I'm home on a Monday right now. Going in late again because I can't do this podcast over the weekend because I'm working. And I'm like, I just can't. It's too much for me to manage right now. Something's got to give. I do a little journaling before I start the podcast. And the last line of my journal was, something's got to give. Because I'm just right now, I'm at my kind of wit's end if I were witty. And I'm not. So I'm just sort of at my end. The race, my Mendocino Coast 50K, if you guys are not familiar with that, I direct a race, an ultramarathon. I launched registration last Saturday. And you think I'm doing an ad right now. I'm not. There's no announcement here. I'm just going to tell you what happened. I launched registration on last Saturday at 8 a.m. The race was sold out in less than 2 hours. So there's no sell here because you can't even get in if you wanted to get in. Within 3 hours, I was oversold by 20. By the end of the day, I had a wait list moving. I've got 55 people on a wait list in addition to being oversold by 20. This thing's insane. But yeah, I launched at 8 a.m. I thought, well, it's Easter weekend. I bet, the race takes place over Easter weekend. I thought, well, and I raised the price a little bit because it's, I do cool stuff in it. And I was like, there'll be less people this year. And 8 a.m. comes in and all of a sudden my email just starts lighting up. Just boom. Every time I would check it, there'd be 10, 15 more, 20 more. Boom, boom, boom. 150 hits, 170 hits. Waitlist opens. Boom. It was like insane. So that happened. And that was on Saturday. And then I was coaching my child's soccer game and then had to rush from there down to teach. It's been a busy time. I'm not a little burnout. I'm burnt. I'm like burnt out. It happens from time to time. I mean, there will be another time I'm burnt out. I guarantee that. It's just when it's happening, it's not enjoyable. I wish everybody would shut up and put their lives on hold so I could freaking meditate through this. I got a cup of coffee. I haven't even scotched up on this podcast in ages because I don't even do it at night. I got no time at night. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for Patreoning me and reviewing the podcast. Both have stalled. I'll put it that way. So thanks to everybody who did it. And rest assured, you will be accepting my gratitude forevermore. Woo! The world is a flurry and a frenzy. I will say that the classes I taught over the weekend were fantastic. They were fun, great people, fun. I have almost 100% fun at those classes. They're very rare. I mean, I can remember the maybe one to two times where somebody was, you know, a little rough to deal with. Usually, I have a really good time and people are very good and surprisingly open. But, you know, I do a good job at making it fun and hopefully funny, but I try to lighten it up because it's not that heavy. I think people come in expecting this, like, okay, let's get through the dryness of a freaking nutrition course that we still don't know why we signed up for it. But let's get to the cooking. That's what they wanted, right? That's more fun. But then they ended up having a great time in the nutrition, and I was like, we got to get going. We got to get upstairs. They're like, all right. And we just had a really good time. There's like a mushroom festival type thing going on in my county right now. And so that's why people are in town and they signed up for nutrition cooking. You don't even need to know. It's what it is. It's just happened. It happened. But the world is a frenzy right now because if you're getting this today that I'm recording, it's Monday, November 5th. It's my wife's birthday today. How cool is that, right? And tomorrow is the voting thing that we do in the United States. Voting. I'm talking about it a little bit. And of course, I want everybody to vote. I want everybody to vote for a multitude of reasons. The number one reason is because if we all vote and we all voted, that'd be amazing because the winner would be the actual winner and we could be like, yeah, okay, we lost that one. We lost it, fair and square. But when people don't show up, then we don't really know who the actual winner would be if everybody voiced their voices. But here's who's guilty of not being a participant in that process. Me. I have voted in my days, and I have not voted in my days. Of recent, I did vote in the last election, but before that, the presidential one, I didn't vote. And I didn't vote. It was during Obama, his second term. I didn't vote. I was kind of disgusted with the whole thing. I wasn't happy. I was like, screw it. Didn't vote. Lisa was like, you should vote. I'm like, I'm not voting. I didn't want any part of it. I'm like, my argument philosophically is if I don't think one of the two contenders is an actually good candidate, I don't want to put my vote behind that. I hate the lesser of two evils part of voting. I always have. It always felt horrible to me. And my brother-in-law had a great idea. He goes, there should be a none of the above box. I always thought that was a genius. Because then if we voted and we wrote none of the above, the message would be like, yeah, we came to the polls, jackoffs, but you didn't get voted for because you suck. But we want you to know that I did show up. I showed up to tell you that you suck. That's what happened. That'd be great. Because then it'd be representative. But I came around. I came around and voted. You know, and part of it is like, what does it matter? That whole deal. I used to not want any part of it, but now I do, and I have voted, and I do believe in it, and I'll talk about that a little bit why, because it's relevant to, you know, what I do here. But first, I want to say one thing. If I were president, when I am president, when I have been elected president, when you have voted for me to become president, the first thing I'm doing is a change in the voting. Okay, here's what I mean. You're going to vote over 2 days, two full days of voting. The news is going to have to shut the hell up and sit down and shut up and wait for stuff. They're not going to be able to project on the first day. Everyone's going to have to calm down and actually make this like a decent part. 2 days of voting. Got it? Okay. Second, not on a Tuesday. No super, more like a, it's not a super Tuesday. You know what it is? More like a stupid, it's a stupid Tuesday. And by the way, this is sort of an aside. I think Tuesday, and this is going to ruffle feathers, but again, this is what Sid thinks. I'm not going to mince words here. I think Tuesday is the stupidest day of the week. It's the stupidest day of the week. That's my opinion. You can disagree with me, but I think Tuesday is the stupidest. Followed next by probably Monday is the second to most stupid. Thursday is the best. Wednesday, inconsequential. Saturday and Sunday seem good because they're the weekend, but they were handed the weekend. We made that the weekend. They did not earn. They're like the one percenters of the weekdays because they just were handed. You guys get the days off and everyone's going to love you, but you didn't do anything. You didn't work hard to get that outcome. And so I don't like them. I think they're entitled assholes is what I think Saturday and Sunday. Thursday wins the rank. However, when I am president, I'm making voting over the weekend. 2 days, Saturday and Sunday are going to get delivered that too. They're going to be the heroes of the world because they did nothing other than sit on their asses and get handed 2 days of voting over the weekend. That's what's going to happen. You elect me, that goes down. Everything else, all bets are off. Mm. Everything else I do as president is going to be based on who gives me money and who I'm beholden to. So I have no idea. It's a roll of the dice for you guys. I'm just saying the voting will be fair. Here's how I think about voting. And here's how, interestingly to me anyway, and that's all I care about, is how this wraps around to us humans and my practice as a small steps coach and everything I do. How is voting related to that? Well, here's how. We're living in this world, we've got billions of people, but even in the United States, it's in the 300, I don't even know, are we close to 400 million? I lost count. I've counted every single person that's born, and I just can't count that high. It's very, very difficult. We're with 300 plus million. There's no doubt about that. Google it. When they're not sexually harassing their female employees, Google it. They'll tell you. The deal about it is that with this many people, and this goes for almost everything we do, it is easy to get subsumed in the number. And this is why, one of the reasons of many that I became a small steps coach, which is, it's that same overwhelm that happens when you think exercise is a certain thing and it seems huge because it usually is compared to what you can take on, and so you don't do any of it. Well, same thing with healthy eating and everything else. If you think meditating is 45 minutes on a pillow and with a super quiet, everybody shutting up in the house, you're not going to meditate because your life maybe may not look like that and you can't pull that off. And so you get lost in the overwhelm when you realize it's one deep breath is meditation. Also, okay, cool. Well, same thing with this kind of voting model. What if we get lost in that, how of the overwhelm we go, oh my God, it's like huge, too huge. What does one vote matter? Who cares? And on some level, you're right. I mean, on some level, the one vote doesn't, except here's how I'll finish this out. If your primary motive, and this goes for voting, but I'm going to say it again, this goes for all things healthy and happy, goals to live a healthy and happy life. If your primary motive, primary, okay, not only, but primary, if your primary motive is to ensure that your actions profoundly matter in the world, that's your primary. I want to make sure that whatever I do it matters profoundly in the world. That's the thing I care about most. You will not be as happy as when your primary motive is to make sure your actions profoundly matter to you. Not only, but primarily profoundly matter to you. In other words, if you lose yourself in the millions, you don't vote. If you lose yourself in the one, you do.
I know much better than you what it takes to be a man. Know much better than you what it takes to be a man. As I'm standing here on the outskirts, I'm standing here on the outskirts, and better than you, I try to claim every town. I know much better than you, I try claiming every town. As I'm watching you here, from the outskirts as I'm watching you here from the outskirts. Just thinking of my return, and I'm tired of being observing and roaming. I can't keep on. Pressing down, pressing down. I wanted what you think you want when I was a much younger man. I wanted what you think you want when I was a much younger man. I long since moved to here on the outskirts. I've long since moved.